Yes, you could say the soul is the mind in the broadest sense of the term, to include Maestro Eckhart divides the soul into two parts, not really two parts, but two aspects, what he calls the powers, and that's what I call the faculties of thought and perception. So the powers of the soul would be the faculties of the mind, thinking, feeling, remembering, imagining, willing, desiring, sensing, seeing, hearing, all of that. Those are the powers, just our faculties, the faculties of your mind, which constitute the content of your experience. So that's the limited part of your mind, the finite part of your mind. But your mind isn't just its faculties, it is also what Meister Eckhart calls its ground, which you might call, in the context of this week, we would call it our being, but you could also call it consciousness. In other words, that the mind is consciousness plus the content of experience.